Mr. Chair, no action was taken.
No action was taken. I make a motion to end the meeting. Oh, wait a minute, never mind.
I second that.
Public comments?
Future agenda, public comment, then future agenda items. The agenda item I would like to bring up that I made a motion earlier was that the district, that every year after, in or around the beginning of the year, that all board members and potential, and the employees go through the ethics slash...
Harassment avoidance.
Harassment avoidance, so on and so forth, committees. You can get with legal to get the proper terminology for all of that. Do I have anybody else that would like, because I need two members.
Yeah, I agree with that, totally.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you just said.
Going to harassment training, down at training again?
Essentially the ethics.
Yeah, we have to do the ethics training, right? He's got to go through it.
Joe.
But there's new sexual harassment laws.
I also sit on the MAC committee, which is out of Ashley's office.
No gender, no species.
And we're supposed to do the Brown Act too.
So, I would like to see even...
So you're doing the ethics training, the AB 1234, harassment avoidance, and Brown Act training.
Okay, so that'll cover all that for that too?
It should cover, you need it for any of the offices, so...
That way there's no questions asked.
It depends on the agency, oftentimes they'll give credit for having taken it somewhere else, so long as you bring the certificate.
Okay.
So you don't have to sit through it twice.
Okay.
Some other agencies will make you sit through it twice.
What's that?
The question was, if you're on an appointed body or you serve on another office and have to take the training anyway, whether you'd have to take it twice or whether you can use the same training. And so long as the training is in compliance with Assembly Bill 1234, which is the ethics, or AB 1825 for harassment, that should satisfy. So you'd want to bring the certificate, so you don't have to sit through it again.
For what you're going to be doing?
For the MAC, yeah, because I sit on that already.
Okay.
Are we going to be able to, is this just going to be for just the water district, or are we going to open it for... The last time it was open?
I have seen no reason why not to open it to other groups, because if we get them all into one group at one time, it's a rule. You know, you're talking MAC agency. I don't see an issue with that.
Right.
If that's, you know...
And I'll suggest this too, I'll throw this out there. I know for some of our mountain clients, they had a number of agencies come together and multiple boards were trained at the same time. So I don't know if there are any other boards you'd like to try to coordinate training with.
With Twin Pines, did we ask?
I think, was it Twin Pines or...
The MAC and the water district, and then you got Mission Water. I don't know if they're coordinated. Do you do Mission Water? Do you guys do...
I believe we do. I do not personally though. But I'm happy to do the training nonetheless.
We can see if High Valley wants to.
High Valley, we did with High Valley last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we can do that. We'll get with a couple of the, Ms. Sally, please. Get with several, you know, some of the local agencies that we've coordinated with before. Because then it makes it easier, it gets, and even tell them that we're going to do this on a yearly basis so that if they chose, it'll be open to their employees also.
Well, and just to be clear, the harassment avoidance is required once every 2 years. So, I mean, you can do it on a more frequent basis if you like.
Yeah, but if we just do it...
If it's a routine, it becomes...
Yes, that's my thought, based on what you're saying. Because what if tomorrow they change a new law and then we got to do it all again by the end of the year anyway? So if we...
Just do it every year.
If we have it done every year in the cycle, we're always going to be either ahead of the game or we're going to be on top of the game.
It becomes a habit. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any vote?
No, this is an agenda item for next month to vote on. Any other agenda items you'd like to see?
You want board comments, right?
Well, just a moment.
You already did, didn't you?
Now we're going to management comments. Management is gone. There's no comments, I don't think. Board comments, go ahead.
Well, where are we going to start? Oh, I got a comment. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to say thank you guys for waiting for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I thought they were important items and I felt that, and everybody concurred that it was, well, I knew how important this particular item was, closed session, because I was privy to it prior to. So that's why I wanted to wait.
And I'm glad your comments were good.
I know how important it was for you to be over there.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna see you, I said, well, I'll be over there too.
I don't think they wait.
Is there any real, there's no problem with starting a meeting late, right? It's starting it early would be the issue.
That's correct.
Okay, so in, when we know this is going to happen, we'll just kinda like, we'll just give it a little bit of time.
Can we maybe put, and maybe that's a future agenda, but next December, this is 2 years now, it's fallen on the same day.
As long as we know a week in advance so that it can be shoved up to 7 o'clock or.
Yeah, what kind of advance notice would I need?
That may be a kind of a gray area there.
Well, for the agenda, what's probably best practice is at the meeting before, you discuss it and schedule it so that everybody knows in public comment. But I believe it's what, for a special session is 24 hours and then 72 hours for regular notice?
Yeah, so if we do it the month before, saying in December, but we won't know in November whether they're gonna.
That's the thing, the school's home, somebody at the school says, well, yeah, they should have enough respect. I said, this has been planned for a year. This is our normal time. You guys just put out your thing like a month ago.
Yeah, so who's got the respect?
Yeah, exactly.
What we'll do is we'll just, in November, we'll just put it on the agenda to have the board meeting start at 7 o'clock in December.
Or just check whatever day that school one is.
Well, if we don't know in November, we're gonna have to do it in November. So we'll bridge that in November. Okay. So it'll be about in October, you have to put it on as an agenda item in November. Does that sound right? Because you'd have to make a motion, put it on the agenda in October for November, then it would be voted on in November for December. All right, so.
Now it's on you. It's on you now.
Okay. Future board items, next board finance and audit workshop, January 16th, 5 p.m.
I was gonna say, do we have to agendize those?
The FAC meeting? It's a meeting like the one we had earlier.
Yeah, I know, but do we have to agendize those?
If it's.
Well, let me rephrase. Check signings, do we have to agendize those?
If you're doing a standing committee, it needs to be subject to the Brown Act, which means it needs to be agendized. And I believe your finance committee is the standing committee.
So, but.
So to sign checks, we have to have a meeting?
Okay, the finance and audit committee needs to go over the finances on that one. But any other check signings in the middle of the month?
It doesn't need to be agendized, you can have just a signatory come in and sign. But I presume you have a full committee coming in for.
Yeah, two people are coming in to sign.
Steve recommended that we agendize because of the climate we had for the public and because it was a reoccurring meeting.
It sounds like there's specifics as to why we're doing it for best practice purposes.
Yeah, it's to circumvent, they had this meeting without telling anybody.
Right.
That's why, okay.
And because it was a reoccurring meeting, that's why.
If it's a standing reoccurring meeting, it needs to comply with the Brown Act.
Okay, even though it's only two individuals.
That's correct.
Okay, so yes, they have to be agendized, so. Okay, regular board meeting is on January 16th at 6 p.m. Personnel committee, none. San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance meeting.
Fourth Wednesday of the month.
Fourth Wednesday of the month, okay.
The fourth Wednesday of January.
Yep.
Okay. Meeting is now over.
Motion to adjourn the meeting?
Adjourn. No, not for adjournment. 8:49.
7.
7:49. I'm just ahead of myself.
Yeah, it's 4.
Okay.
I see the.